Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking, and we're doing another podcast from WP Blog Support. And this one is kind of interesting because at WP Blog Support, of course, we provide WordPress support, small jobs, fixes, tweaks, and we run into a lot of businesses and individuals, small business owners, just casual bloggers, but also small businesses, and they technically all have a relationship with their WordPress site. And what I'm going to talk about today is five signs you're in a toxic relationship with your WordPress blog. That's right, you heard me right. It's a toxic relationship with your WordPress blog. And in fact, this is the biggest problem that we solve. And I'm going to tell you why. When you listen to these problems, just think about, do these apply to myself and my WordPress-powered business, my WordPress blog? Are these situations that I find myself in? And if they are, you have a toxic relationship. So here's the very, very first one that I always run into, and it's kind of like this. It's like, it seems that you can't do anything right. So you've got your WordPress blog set up, your whatever you want to do or whatever you try to do, it never turns out the way you want. You're always frustrated and struggling trying to get your WordPress blog to understand what it is that you're trying to do, but more importantly, just technically learn how to do it. So that's the very, very first sign that you're in a toxic relationship. If you're struggling and you seem that you just can't seem to do anything right, that's sign number one. Be very, very, very careful about that. Number two, again, this one's important. Everything is about your blog and not about you. And what do I mean by that? Well, here's one of the biggest problems that I see with our clients, but a lot of times the clients don't see them, or the people who aren't clients don't see this issue. And that's what I mean. It's about them and never about you. You have to really, really, really understand what the purpose of your blog is. We help bloggers who are marketing themselves, who are blogging for profit, who have a WordPress business. But if you spend all of your time working and fixing and trying to get your blog, your WordPress site, to do what it is that you want to do, you're not spending any time with your customers. You're spending time with your WordPress blog. Everything is about the blog and never about you. So always when you're doing something on WordPress, just ask yourself, what is the purpose of what I'm doing today? Is it helping me get more business, or am I just taking care of something that I have to do or think I have to do, getting my website to work, behave, and follow the actual function of what I want it to do, which is get me new business. Now, if you're spending all of your time with your website, you're not spending any time with customers, that is a bad, bad, toxic relationship with your WordPress site. Okay, number three, you find yourself unable to enjoy good moments with your blog. And what do I mean by that? Well, when you have a blog, a WordPress site, working the way that you want, enjoying the freedom and flexibility to relax and not have to be tweaking and worrying about, is my site secure? Is it going to be hacked? Do I have a backup if there's a problem? Have I got the right plugins? Are they configured properly? Is my list being built? If there's all of these things you've got to do your WordPress site, do you ever find yourself where you just can't relax and let your blog be? Don't have to do anything with it. Maybe add a post, obviously, or some content, and we can show you some ways to automate that. But can you leave your site alone? That's number three. If you find yourself unable to enjoy those periods of time where you're not demanded to spend your valuable time with your WordPress blog, you're in a toxic relationship. So that's what you want to look for. Okay. Number four, you're uncomfortable when you are working on the blog. You're uncomfortable when you are working on the blog. What do I mean by that? Well, think about it for a sec. If you know exactly how to use every plugin, every setting, every configuration, every third-party service, every integration that you possibly have to do. If you understand cPanel and hosting and all of that stuff, this isn't for you. However, if you ever find yourself uncomfortable or having to do something that you've not done before, or you're not sure how to do, or you're having to look up and try and find out how to do, you're in a toxic relationship. So that was number four. You're uncomfortable being yourself around your WordPress blog. Have some fun. Relax. Okay. Here's number five. The fifth sign that you're in a toxic relationship with your WordPress blog. It's an important one. You're not allowed to grow and change. You and your WordPress-powered business are not allowed to grow and change. If you find that you're limited as to what you do with your WordPress site, whether it's how it looks or what it does, if you just can't figure out how to grow it to the next level or actually have your business grow using WordPress as the foundation and the framework, you know, you've got a wonderful tool there, but if you just can't figure out what pieces you need, you have to remember when WordPress first started, you know, extensions, plugins, themes, all of these things were not really there, but now there's thousands and tens of thousands of different choices available. It's confusing, very confusing. So if you aren't sure or you don't know how to take your WordPress blog to the very next level, that's number five, you're in a toxic relationship. Okay? So these are five signs that you're in trouble with your WordPress site. And what am I talking about in trouble? Hey, if you're just a hobbyist and you're having fun playing around and you've got a whole bunch of spare time and you don't really care, you know, this you can be in this kind of WordPress toxic relationship as much as you want. However, if you're a small business owner, if you're a small business, if you're a professional independent consultant, if you're trying to earn money with your blog, these are five warning signs that you need some help with WordPress. I hope you enjoyed these quick updates on five signs you're in a toxic relationship with your WordPress site. This is James Maduk speaking. We'll be right back with another great session from WP Blog Support.